Today we bring you the story of a slave, as told by the slaves themselves. In the Library of Congress, there are thousands of manuscripts and interviews with slaves who are living today. These interviews were selected and assembled by the Federal Writers Program by investigators sent out in the field. Today's story is Follow the Drinking Gourd, a story of the Underground Railroad taken from the manuscripts in the Library of Congress.
I remember the time when the land was tired with growing tobacco and the good crops was in the talk of the old folks, but not in the field. Now, remember, that's when I listened to the song, Follow the Drinking Gourd. Because then, Marshal Williams drove the slaves hard and tried to get a good crop out in the land with a black snake whip. Follow the Drinking Gourd. I remember that good. Follow the Drinking Gourd. Yes, sir. Wasn't many slaves that followed the gourd like the song say. I, Keziah Bacon, a Virginia slave, I followed. But I never thought much about freedom until I married Joanna. It was the marrying and what come after that got me to thinking about following the goat. You see, Joanna always wanted to buy a wedding. It was the night before we was married, and we was sitting by the spring house. It was cool, and Joanna spoke easy. She was remembering.
My mammy told me about her church wedding, and she told me how she took the lamp and walked up to the preacher. Then she told me how the preacher clamped the hands together. Lord, it sure was pretty.
Yeah, honey, the dash show must have been pretty.
And out of the marriage, the white folks gave her a reception. And honey, talk about a table. It was stretched clean across the dining room. And honey, there was no white folks to sit down and eat for you. That's the kind of marrying I was.
Are you ready to marry, Joanna?
Yes, sir.
And you too, Keziah?
Oh, yes, sir.
You understand? You live in a cabin on my place. This is your cabin. You work in your old master field, and you come here at night.
Yes, sir. Is we going to be married soon?
Right now. Come on, join hands and jump into the cabin. Come on, jump over the broom.
Oh, no, sir. Not a jump the broom wedding. That don't mean nothing unless you say, what God done giant can no man pull asunder.
Now, who told you that?
I told Keziah, sir, that you was a good man, and you wouldn't have nothing but a wedding with Bible reading for your people.
Well, that's right, Joanna, but I'm pretty busy now. Come on, join hands and jump the broomstick. All right, now. That's your wife, that's your husband. I'm your master, she's your mistress. You're married.
There was a before the morning horn. Who blow that old horn, I begin to wonder. Who give a man the right to rouse a tired body from sleep? And then I listen more and more to the talk about freedom. Sometime I hear it in the woods, in the secret meetings. But a man I never seed before, he sung the song different in my ear.
He crossed the Potomac, high in the woods. That's the way to freedom. That's the first stop on the ghost train on the Underground Railroad. You go to the greenhouse and you say, what time is it when Israel went to Jericho?
And a Quaker man that was the boss blacksmith on the plantation for a while, he speak to me too.
Would thee not like to be free, Keziah? Freedom is in Canada if thee follow the ghost train. I have a friend in Richmond who runs a station, a shoemaker on 7th and Franklin Street.
Some slaves who have run off. Some of them have been found in the woods. And that is, their bones have been found. And don't listen to people who tell you that you'll find freedom in Canada. Or even if you did get to Canada, you die there of the cold. It's a cold country. Very, very cold. You can go back to your cabins now.
Mr. Simpson, sir.
Yes?
I just come from the house, sir, and I sold some bad fine lace to the lady of the house, sir.
Well, you were paid, weren't you? Get off the land.
Yes, sir, but the lady of the house said I might sell some trinkets among the Negroes.
Mrs. Simpson said that?
Yes, sir.
All right, then. But be quick about it.
Thank you, sir. Needles, spools of thread, pretty beads. The thing of pretty beads for your wife.
I don't want no beads.
I know that. I'm not selling beads. I'm selling tickets for the Underground Railroad.
Huh? What that you say?
You hide in the woods tonight on the north side of the swamp near the dead oak tree.
What, and die in the swamp like the master said?
You ain't gonna die. You just trust me. Wait for the moon to rise. And if I don't come by then you can go right back safe to your cabin. No one's gonna know. But I'll be there. I'll be there on the covered wagon, and I'm gonna take you to Richmond.
Richmond? Where in Richmond?
Oh, down to the Shoemaker on 7th and Franklin Street.
Yeah, yeah. That's what the Quaker man say. 7th and Franklin Street. Look here. When do I get on the Underground Railway? When do I ride the train?
Keziah, you riding right now.
I'm going to leave. I'm following the drinking goat. I know how. You come with me.
You, no, Keziah. Don't you wait. I was afraid for you. They'll catch you. They always do. I was afraid of the hound. I shot him once when I was a youngin'.
I'm going. You come with me tonight. I know the way. Looking in the sky.
I only go when I soar.
Oh, Lord, and I'll never see you again.
Oh, yes, you will. You go and be free. And someday, you'll buy me. You'll have money to buy me.
Well, goodbye, Joanna.
Goodbye, honey. Yeah, here's food for you. And special biscuits for the hounds.
Food for the hounds? Your biscuits?
Yeah, for the hounds, because I... Don't you eat them? When the hounds eat them, they won't follow you no more. Goodbye. Because
I followed
the drinking
girl. Followed the drinking
girl. After I left Richmond, I had to run through the woods, and that's when I feed them biscuits to the hounds. And when the biscuits give out, I had red pepper to sprinkle on the ground. Man, did you ever see a hound dog sneeze? I got rid of 2 sets of dogs, one with the biscuits and one with the pepper. Then I was free to look in the sky at night and follow the drinking gold. But it wasn't always that easy running away, going on the ghost train, riding the Underground Railroad. One day I was on a steamboat, sewed up in a sack. I looked like a bag of taters on the deck. An officer of the law come over to the captain and he say,
"Hey, what's in those sacks?"
"Potatoes for Philadelphia."
"Now, rip it open."
"But it's only some potatoes."
"I said rip it open." "All right, I'll do it myself. Give me that knife."
"Oh, fine potatoes.
Here, come back here.
Get out of my way.
Here, get the lasso. He's over the
side." I got away that time, and I never played at being a sack of taters again. And on the trip on the Underground Railway, we learned to help ourselves in other ways, me and the other passengers on the ghost train to freedom. One night when the riders was chasing us, we strung a rope between 2 trees, high as a man's head on horseback. And when they come riding fast in the blackness of the night, they didn't see the rope, and they was thrown to the ground. But I was catched anyhow and put in the jail in Delaware. And before I got out of Delaware, I got tripped again. There was a woman who'd run a station on the Underground Railroad. Her name was Patty Cannon. She was the one that run the Underground Railroad back way. But Patty Cannon's house was raided, and I run out of her garret. I was the fastest runaway slave in the 3 states I passed through. I was hiding in a Quaker man's house. I was hungry and tired and thirsty and everything else. And I heard the law coming. I said to the Quaker man,
"I'll die in my tracks right here before I go back into slavery."
"Ye need not be afraid, Josiah. Go upstairs and hide under the mattress of my bed."
Silence! No need to knock so loudly. Silence, men. We will wake the dead.
Your pardon, sir. We have reason to believe there's a runaway slave in your house.
There are no slaves in my house.
Now, we have authority to search. Come along, men. Come along.
Now, wait. Johnson.
Yes?
I am a Quaker. Dost thee think I would lie?
Well,
My creed doth not permit me to lie. There are no slaves in my house. Good day, gentlemen, and may God bless you.
Well, come on, John.
Josiah, thee can come down now.
Yes. Now.
The guard?
Yes. Hurry. Get thee into this box. It's a coffin. Be not afraid. In this coffin, thee will be delivered to freedom.
In a coffin? But how am I going to breathe?
There are small holes on either end.
Oh, yeah.
And thee will find therein a bladder filled with water, and clothes, and boots, and a fan to keep thee cool.
Yes, sir, but tell me this. Will it follow the drinking gourd?
Yes, it follows the drinking gourd to cold Canaan.
Cold Canaan, sir? What you mean by that?
Canada, where thee will find freedom. Thee will go by steamboat. Now, Keziah, I will nail thee in.
Yes, sir, but I won't ever be caught again?
I have been a section manager on the Underground Railroad for a long time, Keziah. And I have never run the train off the track. And I never lost a passenger. Thee will not be caught again.
The drinking gourd you have just heard was taken from actual interviews with former slaves, and these interviews were collected by the Federal Writers Program and deposited in the Library of Congress.